This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar,
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was one time sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he looked up towards the sky, and then he remarked, and then there was an angel descending. So Jibreel said, "This angel, indeed this angel, has never descended since the day he was created except now." I mean, this is the first time he's descending to earth. And when the angel descended, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question. And so Jibreel is now providing guidance and counsel to the Prophet. So this angel said, "Verily your Lord has sent me, O Muhammad, do you wish that your Lord shall make you into a king prophet, a prophet who is also a king? Or would you like for your Lord to make you into a prophet and a servant? Malikan rasulan aw abdan rasula. Which one do you choose? Jibreel looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, tawadha' li rabbika ya Muhammad. Be humble to your Lord, O Muhammad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, bal 'abdan rasula. But rather I would like for Allah to make me into a servant messenger. Brothers and sisters, this encounter between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jibreel and the other angel, this unnamed angel, teaches us about the importance of humility, of being humble, a characteristic that is lacking during our times. And humility, brothers and sisters, many people, they mistakenly think that if they are humble, then they will become a doormat for other people to step on. That if they are humble, that means they are weak. That if they are humble, that means they are a pushover. That they could be bullied. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us in a hadith, "Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever is humble for the sake of Allah, for the sake of God, not for people to look at you and think, "What a humble person," but you are doing it for the sake of Allah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to elevate you. In other words, you are not trying to elevate yourself or one up another person. You're focusing on improving yourself. You're not looking at how do I appear better in front of others and how others think of you. You are focusing on improving yourself. So when you are humble for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to be a prophet servant. Brothers and sisters, the Quran is full of examples on the importance of humility. Having humility will allow you to learn. Because if you're not able to be humble, you're going to think that you don't need to learn anything new. If you are not humble, you will never be able to find the courage and strength to apologize when you are wrong. It is not humility for someone to talk in a very low voice and to appear meek and to wear tattered clothes. That is not humility. Because if that was humility, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have done so. But the Prophet said, and when he spoke, the people that were furthest from him could hear him as clear as the one who was sitting in front of him. Humility is easy, brothers and sisters, when you are calm and collected. You want to know if someone is humble? Watch them. Watch them when they're vulnerable, when they are wrong. Watch them when you feel when that person's status, their reputation is at stake. Will they side with the truth or will they preserve their false dignity? Perhaps perhaps the greatest form of humility, brothers and sisters, is to be humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you think of your position and your existence in this world, in comparison to the universe, we as humans are nothing. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful, knowing that Allah knows everything. And so when you recognize this reality, there's nothing for you to be arrogant about. There's no justification for it. So the greatest form of humility is by submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unlike Iblis, who refused to prostrate. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe Ibrahim as? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said to Prophet Ibrahim, submit, because you cannot submit if you are arrogant. You can only submit when you are humble. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah told Ibrahim, submit. Prophet Abraham, what did he say? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. So what makes Prophet Ibrahim special is how swift he was in submitting and being humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He submitted to every commandment that Allah has ordered, and he submitted and stayed away from all the prescriptions and all the haram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to stay away from. And that is why Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the greatest form of ibadah that people forget is to have humility, because it starts with your humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran tells us about the behavior of those who are humble. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants of the merciful, how do they walk on this earth? They walk in a humble way. When you are dealing with other people, you deal with other people in a humble way. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ, and lower your wing. Metaphor for lower your guard down. يعني be easygoing. Be down to earth. That side of humility, show it to those who follow you from among the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever used to behave like he was a king. In fact, the companion said that whenever someone from outside who did not know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would come to the masjid to look for him, he wouldn't even recognize what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look like. The Prophet ﷺ didn't have a high throne for him to sit on, a grand crown on his head. They couldn't recognize him because he was with the people. In Sunan Ibn Majah, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he started speaking to him, and out of awe, he started trembling in fear. And so the Prophet ﷺ calmed him down and he said, "Hawwin alayk," and he take it easy. Inni lastu bi malik. I am not a king. Innama ibnul mar'atin min Quraysh kana ta'kulul qadid. I am but a son of a woman from the tribe of Quraysh who used to eat dried meat. And during that time, that was considered the food for the poor. The Prophet ﷺ, he describes himself. He says, أَأْكُلُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدُ وَأَجْلِسُ كَمَا يَجْلِسُ الْعَبْدُ. I eat just like any other servant eats, and I sit just like any other servant sits. Before we close for the second khutbah, to show you the humility of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ had this camel called Al-Adba, and it was very, very fast. It could not be beaten in any race until one day, a Bedouin came out from the desert and he challenged the Prophet ﷺ to a race, and the Prophet's camel lost. And the companions felt so bad for the Prophet ﷺ. They felt bad that the Prophet ﷺ had lost this race. And so when the Prophet ﷺ saw that, he immediately addressed it. He said, "It is the right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is God's right that nothing is raised in this world except that Allah will lower it down. In other words, there's nothing that is staying up forever. It will always come down. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. There was a woman that used to clean the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and no one really paid much attention to her until she passed away. And when she passed away, people prayed over her, a quiet ceremony, and they buried her. When the Prophet ﷺ noticed that she was not present cleaning the masjid, he became concerned and he said, "Where did she go?" They said, "Oh, she died and we prayed over her and we buried her." The Prophet ﷺ was upset. He said, "Why didn't you inform me of her death?" They said, "She's just the woman that cleans the masjid, yani she's the janitor." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Show me her grave." And he left the masjid and he went all the way to the grave of that woman who used to clean the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and he made dua for her. Having humility, brothers and sisters, will teach you to have empathy like we see here in this story. When the Prophet ﷺ used to pass by young children, he used to say salam to them. Far too often, the older generation is always ranting about how the younger generation don't have manners. Perhaps it is true in some circumstances, but I challenge the older folk to think, and how many of the older generation have humility? We as immigrants have been taught to look at kids and think, kids are to be seen and not heard. We think of kids as like these little pets running around. And we don't think much of them. They're just like little cats running around. We don't want to talk to them. We don't want to say salam to them. The Prophet ﷺ used to go and he used to say salam to the children. That's humility. The Prophet ﷺ, when he saw a young boy who had a pet bird that died, he went to console him. He didn't say, "Oh, it's just a bird. Who cares? It's just a little kid. Grow up. Forget about it. It's just a bird." The Prophet ﷺ had humility, brothers and sisters. Think about that. When it comes to how to be humble, that is a difficult question. And the Prophet ﷺ instructs us, look always at those who are less fortunate than you. Don't think of those who are above you. Because when you're always comparing to those who are above you, then you're never going to stop. You're going to actually become ungrateful. Some of the scholars of the past, they used to give advice to people on how to be humble. And they used to say, if you see someone older than you, then you should think, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed them with an age older than myself, and that Allah has blessed them with the opportunity to do more good deeds than you. And if you see someone that is younger than you, you should be thinking, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved them from committing sins that you have done yourself. One of my good friends, he used to say this beautiful quote. He used to say, if you see someone doing something wrong, okay, and in your heart you're thinking, yep, that's wrong, and it's clearly manifest, it's wrong. Say this to yourself. Perhaps they are doing something else that is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're not aware of. And if you think like that, you will refrain from constantly looking for the mistakes of others. Why? Because it is part of the human nature to create classes and statuses based on race, based on skin tone, based on how much wealth they have, whatever it is. They're always trying to create levels, caste systems. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيْ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا. Allah has revealed to me that all of you shall be humble. حتى لا يفخر أحد على أحد ولا يبغي أحد على أحد. All of you should be humble so that no one will boast over another person and none will treat another person less than them and oppress them. Brothers and sisters, in closing remarks, we look at the humility of the Prophet ﷺ. It was not just outward facing, it was even towards his family members. When Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about how he was in his own house, she described the Prophet ﷺ as mending his socks and patching his clothes and milking his goats, and that he would serve himself. You are not a king in your house, dear men. When a shay, when al qahwa, sitting there, where is this? Where is the food? Where the Prophet ﷺ never did that. Ordering the women around to do everything. He used to clean, he used to do everything, he used to help with the household chores. Not because they asked the Prophet ﷺ to, but because he liked to do it. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us learn from the example of the Prophet ﷺ and how to be humble. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina 'adhaban nar. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي لبنان وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.